Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, or humble home improvement guru Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. It is going to be, they're saying it's going to be a little rainy. It's a weird day outside, very humid but cloudy. But let's not worry about rain for the next couple of days, because we could get a hurricane.
Oh, joy! Can't wait!
You know, it's been a long time. I said it myself. I said, we're way overdue. I hope it never happens. I could live without seeing a hurricane ever again. It'd be fine by me, because I've got problems. It is going to cause major problems at Casa de McCann if we get a hurricane. It's just, I'll tell you all about it. But first, Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Getting tired, but here.
Well, that's right. You had your 10-year high school reunion last night.
I did.
What'd that feel like?
It was actually pretty good. We all met at Hardywood. We got caught in the monsoon at like 6:30 yesterday. But it was a solid turnout. Everyone had a good time, caught up with old friends. And
how many people got fat since high school?
Not too many, actually.
Really? Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you know, at least the ones that I saw.
I have not been to any of my high school reunions, but I still live kind of in the same area, so I'll run into people from time to time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I realize that most of us males that were in high school, the hair is gone. Yeah, it's just, I got a haircut yesterday at my girl at Carytown in Styles, and she's got me, you know, she's got my head down, and I kind of glance up into the mirror. I went, oh, that's not good. I'm vain this way, man.
Yeah.
I'm the only McCann male that still has his hair, and just not a lot of it, but I still have it. And so I'm the oldest, so I'm really gonna try to fight till the very end.
I'd rather go bald than have like weight issues when I get older.
And you know, there's gonna come a time. I've realized this. I'm 46. There's gonna come a time in the not so distant future that I'm gonna have to shave my head, and I don't even like to shave my face. And then I'd have to add that to the mix. No. Well, I'm glad you had a good time. I'm happy that you still got up early to come in and push the right buttons at the right time. What'd you think of our earlier guest?
Oh, I thought it was awesome. He's got an interesting story. I hope he does well with his book that he had written.
If you're just tuning in, you didn't hear the earlier show. I had Michael Brigatti in. He wrote a book called Fire Thieves. And it's a murder mystery. And he's a local boy. Well, he's kind of a local boy. He's been here for 40 years.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. He hasn't lost his New York accent, though, not even a little bit.
Nope.
But, you know, that when local guys do good, I'm all about that. And when he sells his book, he takes the proceeds and they go to charity in the name of his son, who passed away several years ago because he wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
It's tragic.
They made the seatbelt law when I was in high school. And even back then, I mean, I had a 65 Mustang. All it has was a lap belt, but I used it.
The problem, I think, is that the fine for not wearing your seatbelt is too lenient. It's like a $20 fine.
Is it that little?
Yeah, it's like $20 or $30.
But it does go against your record, I think. It's points. I'm not exactly sure on that. Don't worry. Somebody will call
it. Yeah, I mean, it's a secondary violation, too, so it's not like you know, they just tack it on to your speeding ticket as well. But
I can name like four different people that I know right now that say, I don't wear it because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And my thought is, so's a windshield to the face.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I think if the fine was like $200 or something for not wearing a seatbelt, maybe people would get the picture. But I guess people figure, well, they're not going to pull me over for wearing not just a seatbelt.
Oh, you know, that's right. Because you're right. The secondary offense. It's just a little way to add a little extra money on the, I don't know, people wear a seatbelt. And if it doesn't fit you right, there are, you know, there's things out there that can readjust it for you. You know, I got a friend of mine. He's every bit of like 6'2". And he's like, I just can't wear this thing. Just cuts across me. I don't like the way it feels. And, dude, I like you. I'd like you to stick around. Chances are, you're face first right into the steering wheel. What are you going to do? So, what am I going to talk about today? Oh, we're going to have some fun. We are going to get ready for the hurricane. We should be prepared. We talked about this early in the season back in June. But you know me, I like to loop back around because whatever we pick up and use for the potential hurricane coming in, where you can also use for the storms that we're going to get this winter. You know, I said this to Gary Powell, my newsreader. I was like, you know, I'd much rather lose power in the wintertime than I would in the summertime. And he looked at me like I was insane. He's like, why? That's dumb. I'm like, well, I've got three or four different ways I can heat my home. That's not hard. You know, I have a fireplace that I want to put a wood stove in, but I've got that. I have a freestanding gas logs that I can light those up. That will take care of that. I have a kerosene heater that I keep for emergencies. That will warm the house up. I have no way of cooling the house down if we lose power. And what's killing me is, and I've said this on air, in fact, not a week and a half ago, I think, I was driving down Main Street. I saw a Richmond vehicle, one of their trucks, and I see this guy, and he's out there with a tape measure, and he's measuring the diameter of trees. And I'm like, I know who that is. Pull over to the side of the road, jump out. I'm like, hey, are you the arborist? And he goes, yes, I am. All right, well, that's awesome. Here's what my situation is, because next to my house, most of the trees on my neighborhood, on my block, have been taken down. I have one huge ginkgo biloba tree in my front that belongs to the city. And I mean, it's humongous. But it's not coming down anytime soon. I've talked to people about it. It's fine. But on the other side of my house, because I live on a corner, I have two trees that belong to the city. They're those little, you know, oaks that they put all over the place. Both of them are about, I don't know, 14, 15 inches in diameter. Now, one of them split in half during a hurricane like 6 or 7 years ago. But the one half came down and the other half stayed standing. So I went out there with the chainsaw, cut up the parts that were, you know, just laying in my yard. Threw that in the fireplace, but that tree is still there, and its sister, which is right next to it, both of them have rotted and are cracked right in the middle of the tree, right in the middle. And so I tell the arborist, I'm like, look, here's where I live. And I give him my address. I said, I need these two trees taken down because we have a bad storm. They're coming down. He goes, is there wires running through it? Yes. I didn't say that they were, I didn't tell him they were cable wires. They're not power lines, but yeah, there's lines running right through it. He goes, maybe I can get Virginia Power to take them down. But I said, okay, well, how do I get them you out there? He goes, well, you have to call 311. That's the information for the city, right? Right. So I go home, I grab my phone, and I call 311. Nothing. Doesn't work. And I'm like, so I tried it a couple of times. Then I tried calling the 464-6464 number, and that led me someplace else. So I'm like, I can't get hold of these people. I talked to Gary, who's been living in the city for a while, too. He says, did you call from a cell phone? I'm like, yeah. He goes, 311 doesn't work from a cell phone. He says, it'll kick you out. I said, well, how do I get 311 for the city of Richmond? He goes, you call from a landline. I said, what's a landline? Who has a landline? So I got to deal with that. We ton of stuff to talk about today. We're going to get ready because I think the storm's coming. I'm not putting money on it, but I think it's coming. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. And don't forget to download the radio.com app. It works, people. It works really, really well. So I was talking about the fact that we could possibly, maybe, it really looks like it, could have a hurricane. I mean, it really does look like it. I tried. Actually, Gary and I both tried. We were talking to Megan Wise earlier, and like, hey, Megan, so is it going to happen? Is it coming? Are we going to get hit? What's going to? And she's like, well, it could. It's a possible. She's very, very democratic about it. You know, just she's covering her bases. Can you imagine being a weather person? What a terrible job. You know, it's the weather. You're paid to give your best guess. But yeah. It could happen, and it could happen as soon as this Wednesday or Thursday. Hey, no big problem. Jordan, good thing nothing important is happening next Saturday, right?
Right.
Yeah, you know, not like I have a lot of people coming from out of state. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Just what you needed.
You know what? If the worst thing that happens is we have a little wind and rain, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, true.
I have to say, I'm pretty happy we don't sweat the petty things, because what's the point? Yes, people, getting married next week, and you're all invited, because I'll be right here at 11:30 next Saturday. My bride's going to be here. Some family's going to be here. My officiant's going to celebrant. They're a celebrant is what they are, is going to be here. And I've had – my mother is not happy about this. No, she's – she's really not happy with me about this. I got read the riot act big time. You know, when you're 46 years old, you don't think that's going to happen anymore, right? Wrong. I'm going to say this, and I'll leave it alone. Everybody's been married, and everybody wants it to be a special day. I get that. You know, my fiance, this is her first time being married. Not mine, but is hers. And I guess what I'm saying to you, and I said to her, is like, I love two things. I love her and I love the radio. I wouldn't have met her if not for radio. Fact. I would not. I met her brother-in-law and sister because they listened to this show. And then I met her through them. So there's absolutely no way ever we would have met if I wasn't on the air. And so, I mean, you guys have been with me forever. And sure, some of you get mad at me and say, oh, you're rude. Yeah, you should meet me in person. You think I'm blunt on air. It's terrible. But you guys have been through with me in really good times. And some of you know when I was going through some really bad times. That's true. But this is going to be a celebration, and I figured I'd invite you guys along. Don't worry, I won't make it boring. I won't be long. We'll have a good time. So that's next week. We'll see what happens. There's a hurricane. There's a hurricane. I don't care. You know, time marches on for all. So we could get a Cat 4, which is really a powerful storm. That's nasty. And we have not, we haven't had a hurricane in forever. What's it been, 5 years, 6 years? Jordan, can you check and find when the last time we had a hurricane is?
Yeah, can do.
Thank you. I remember the last one. I remember we lost power. My house lost power for over a week. I mean, it was devastation. So here's some of my concerns this time. My concerns are, one, it's been a really wet summer. Incredibly wet summer. And all our seasonal trees, well, the way they work is they have a root system that reaches out. If it's been as wet as it has been, I don't know what they're reaching out to or what they're going to hold on to. You know, so we're going to, if we get this kind of wind, I'm thinking we're going to have a lot more trees ripped up by the roots than we have before. And that scares me just a little bit. Other thing, you know, our evergreens, they're nice and tall now, but they snap off in the center. So I've got that concern. But in my house, what I'm going to have to really watch out for is these two trees. They belong to the city. Now, here's the good part. If there's a good part, there's this. They're leaning the wrong direction. They're going to fall into the street. They're not going to fall into Casa de McCann. I guarantee you, if I see them coming my way, I will go out there with my chainsaw in the wind and cut them right off. I'll do it. I have no problem. I'll drag them up onto the street or up onto my lawn. I'm not going to let my house get damaged because of, you know, the city's trees. But I do have to look around the house, and I'm realizing that a lot of my supplies are running a little bit low. Now, I don't understand the whole milk and bread thing. I never have. One, maybe because I don't like milk. I'll be honest, just don't care for it. It tastes bad to me. So I'm not going to do that. Bread, we don't eat bread. We don't eat bread at Casa de McCann. We're trying to be as keto as possible. And the white flour, any bread is really just not what we, you know, need in the house. So we're not going to do that. But I tell you what we are going to start doing. We are going to go out and we're definitely going to buy, you know, some canned goods that we can heat up easy. You know, cans of chili, maybe some soups, definitely, you know, tuna, smoked oysters, that kind of thing. I want you to focus on what's going on in your pantry and how are you going to cook it? Because, you know, a lot of you, most people I know do not have gas ovens or stoves. I'm really fortunate. I do. And the gas almost never, as far as I know, I've never had gas get knocked out at my place. But for those of you out there with your electric stoves, I want you to think about this. If you lose power, that means the stuff in the fridge and the freezer needs to be cooked. How are you going to do it? This is a perfect time to go get a new bottle of propane for the grill. Or you can do this. Now, possibly fall to my own, I didn't have gas at Casa de McCann for the last 2 years. A bill got way behind. It wasn't my fault, but it became my problem. That happens. Deal with it, right? So what did I need to do? I still needed to cook. One of the things I found, and you can pick them up at Lowe's, Target, you can pick them up at any sporting goods shop, is I got a propane burner. It packs up in a case. It's one single burner. The beauty of this thing is it will cook a 5-gallon pot of something. And I found the cheapest place. The little propane tanks, they're like $4.55 at your big stores. I found them at an Asian market right down here in the city of Richmond. Four of them were $5. For almost 2 years, I cooked delicious food every single day of my life on just one of those burners. If you don't have one, go pick one up. It will come in super handy for you if we do get a storm and you lose power. When we get back, more tips, more things we've got to do, and I will take your calls. 345-1140. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to The Home Show. Oh, by the way, people, if one of my favorite festivals is going on this weekend. Jordan, obviously you can eat, which is incredible.
Yeah, you never cease to remind me, it's not me of how amazing it is.
I am jealous, genuinely, 100% jealous. This is not criticism. This is a green monster on my shoulder just going, look how much he can do. Isn't it wonderful? You could have two bites and then feel terrible. I mean, that's what... But have you ever been to the Armenian Food Festival here in the city of Richmond?
I have not.
This is one of my favorite festivals for a couple of different reasons.
Okay.
One, it's small.
Yes.
Okay, so I like the Irish Festival. I love the Irish Festival, but I'm standing there with my chin up against my shoulders because I can't move. No, this you can move around. The people, sweethearts. Everyone,
oh, yeah.
Just the nicest people in the world. But they make this thing. called the High Burger, H-Y-E, Hi. And you can only get it 3 days out of the year, and I swear to you, it's one of the best hamburgers you will ever have in your entire life.
It sounds amazing.
It's seasoned, and then it's like part lamb and part beef, and I'm sure 1 year I ate two of them. I felt terrible, but I didn't care. It was so good.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend everybody, if you get a chance, head down to the Armenian Food Festival. What's going on this weekend.
And just to follow up, the last hurricane that hit Virginia was last year when Hurricane Matthew made landfall in Hampton Roads. But the Richmond area, it doesn't seem like the Richmond area has been directly affected by a hurricane since like Sandy in 2012, and then not seriously since like Gaston and then Isabel.
Isabel. Oh yeah, that's the one. Okay. So, hey, there's a possibility that that we could get a storm. And I'll say this. You know, if we do have a storm, you can tune in to News Radio WRVA because you know we'll be covering it. Last time we had a serious snowstorm, I came in, I did 6 hours. I was here the night before, actually, just crashed in a chair so that we, you know, there was no chance I couldn't make it in. And we do the same thing for hurricane coverage. So tune in that radio because, well, we got to get through these things together. That's all. We're going to talk about getting ready for it. But first, I'll take the phone, the calls first. 345-1140. Jeanette?
Yes. Hi, Richard.
Hi. How are you in Prince George?
I'm doing okay. First, I got a comment about your using a gas stove during a power outage.
Yes, ma'am.
Some of the newer stoves, you can't.
Because of the spark ignition?
Yep. We found out the hard way we couldn't use our oven. I could still use my burners, but I couldn't use my oven. And I've had gas stoves since I've been a little girl, and I'm in my 60s. And it was a shock to me that I couldn't get the oven on with, you know, an electronic ignition switch and one of those sticks that you can use to cause a spark. I couldn't get the oven to come on at all. There's interlocks or something else that's going on, and it won't even feed in any gas if there's no power to the oven.
Yeah, I've still have an old pilot light stove.
You're lucky.
Oh, no, it's not that nice of a stove, but... You know, I looked at it the other day, and I'm looking at my stove, which I've had since I bought the house, and I realized I have literally cooked thousands of meals on this thing. So it's my old workhorse.
Yeah, even when the power's out.
Even when the power's out.
Okay. Now, my question deals with we're in a well.
Yes.
And we've got a pressure holding tank and all that other kind of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of days, when you turn the water on, it's surging.
That's not good.
Is that the tank that's starting to go bad?
It's possible. What you need to do is you go. Can you get to the tank? Is it something accessible?
Well, it's under the house, and I'm handicapped, so it's hard to do.
Well, the way you find out whether the tank has gone bad, the pressure tank. What they do is there's water on in the bottom, and there's air on top, and there's a rubber bladder in between.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what I do is I go up there, I use like a rubber screwdriver, back of a screwdriver, and I tap the bottom, say, okay, that's solid, and then I tap the top to see if it's solid. And you can hear the difference between empty and water, so that's one way. If it sounds like it's solid all the way through, yes, the pressure tank's gone bad. The other thing is there's a little snifter on the top. It looks like the way you put air into a bicycle tire.
Mm-hmm.
If you push down on that on the center of it, and water comes out, you have a ruptured tank.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's all... And how old is the tank?
This one's not too... We had it done probably about 6 years ago, 6, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
It replaced one that was 20-some-odd years old.
You know, I mean, usually when I hear water... People say the water is surging, it means the pressure tank's gone. And what you're doing is when you're calling for water, the pump is coming on and going off and coming on and going off. The pump, and that will that'll kill a pump quickly.
Okay.
So.
Last time, call a plumber.
Yeah, give BreeMac a call and see what they can do for you.
They don't come down this far.
Oh, no. Who does?
Quite a few independent plumbers. I can get somebody.
Okay, and that's somebody that you trust?
Yeah.
Isn't that a warm and comforting feeling?
Sometimes.
Aw. But, yeah, you probably have a pressure tank that's gone bad. Did you replace the pump when you replaced that pressure tank 6 years ago?
No, pump's the original pump in the well.
Ooh.
It's been in there since 1993.
Man, that pump doesn't owe you anything.
Just like the water heater didn't owe me anything when we replaced it at 23 years of age.
I don't want to hear about it. I'm still dealing with the fact that Jordan has a water heater from, like, 1969.
Yeah, well, ours was 23 years old, and the only reason I replaced it was because I was having the entire house repiped because we had Quest piping.
Yes.
And I'd had a water leak, and the insurance company paid for the stuff the first time around, but once we knew about the issue, they would never pay for it again. So I had to have the whole house repiped, and while they were doing that, I said, okay, the water heater's been in here 23 years. I'm going to follow Richard's advice and get a new one.
I'm sorry to jump in, but I'm kind of amazed that you had a problem with Quest pipe on well water. That doesn't jive.
Sunlight and Quest piping doesn't agree.
Oh, you had sunlight getting, yeah, that'll turn it into a dried out chicken bone.
Yeah, so I just had the whole thing redone, and now we're, all the fittings have been double checked to make sure there's nothing rusted out with brass fittings, and it was just, we had a mess.
Well,
but anyway, I had to, that's when the well pump was also replaced.
Okay, well then.
So everything's been done, was done at the same, not the pump, I mean the holding tank.
I mean, it could have ruptured. I mean, things that are made by man are fallible just like man is.
Okay.
All right, Jeanette.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Bye. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the show. And see, that's what these shows, when we're worried about a hurricane or a major storm coming in, I am genuine. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love everybody. But, you know, the people that are not on county services, they take it a lot harder than people like me that are. And one of the reasons I moved into the city, my dad's like, why are you moving into the city? Why are you doing that? And I'm like, well, because if we lose power, I get it back pretty quickly. And I already have services. I'm not going to lose water. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to lose gas. Pretty sure that's not going to happen. But if I lose power, you know, like I said, bad storms I've been without for 4 or 5 days. But I know people in bad storms, they don't have power for weeks. I've told you about my one friend in Charles City, and he literally has like a 5,000-gallon diesel tank to run his generator because he knows he's going to lose power, and when he does, it's 2 weeks. 2 weeks without juice. That's incredible. I don't know if I think I'd just go find a place to live for 2 weeks. 5,000 gallons of diesel, that's too much money for me. I can't afford it. So step one for everybody, here's a good like rule of thumb. I want you to do it. And this is even if you don't, you know, even if you are on city services, I need you to get some containers and put them outside during the storm. We have two cats. Two cats go through cat litter pretty quick. We buy our cat litter from BJ's, and it comes in these beautiful, big, 5-gallon plastic buckets. I've got about 6 of them or 7 of them on my back porch. Why do I have them? Just in case. If it gets to the point that we do not have water, I can put those things out in the storm, and I've got water to flush my toilets. There's no worse feeling than not being able to flush. Guarantee it. Can I wash up in it? Meh. It's not potable. Always remember that. It's, you know, water coming out of the sky is not potable. There are water filters you can buy. That's one of the things I've seen at these sporting goods stores. There are these portable water filters that will filter just about anything. I don't know. I want one. I don't know if I'd ever use it. I hope I wouldn't. But the first things first, I am sticking my buckets out into the rain just in case. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But I tell you, do get one of those propane gas burners from the camping department. They're awesome. And the way I found out about these things in the first place, I watch a lot of I watch a lot of cooking shows. I really do. It's how I learn. I get better at cooking by watching shows. And I first saw these little propane burners. It's not very big. And it runs on something looks like a spray paint can of propane. And I started seeing them on the cooking shows when they started going into people's neighborhoods. Then I was helping some people that had a food truck. And I realized what they had done is they'd bought three or four of these burners. They bought them at the Asian market down the street. The burner itself was like $20-25. And then the propane was like $5 for four canisters. And I tell you what, those canisters last a very good long time. It's not just like a one and done. I used to get about a week out of one canister, which isn't bad. So get ready, people. Who knows what's coming? We'll talk about it right here on the Home Show. News Radio, WRVA, Glenn and Short Pump, I see you. You stay right where you are. I don't like cutting people off early. My friends, it's Home Show. My name is Richard McCann. Oh, 345-1140 is phone number. Jumping right in with Glenn and Short Pump.
Hey, good morning. Congratulations on the upcoming wedding and marriage.
You know what? I swore I would never do it again. I swore I would never.
I've been there, brother.
Ever do it again. But yeah, she's the sweetest girl in the world. So thank you very much.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've been there, brother. When you find the right one, you know it matters.
Oh, you put them on lockdown. Are you kidding me? Get away from my woman.
All right, so I need some financial advice here.
Okay, I'm great with that.
I've seen those home energy monitors that you mount into your circuit breaker board, and it goes through, it looks at all your appliances, sends you a nice little graph on your iPhone. Is that just entertainment, or is it worthwhile to take that money, you know, and invest it into replacing some of the old appliances, or do they actually help?
It seems like entertainment to me. Let's play a game. How old's your house?
It was built in 92. Okay. I know where this game's going. Go ahead.
It's not that old. All right. So how old is your HVAC system?
It is about 7 years old.
Okay. So that's good. You replace that with a higher efficiency unit. And you've got another 14 years before that thing has to be replaced. So we're good.
I love the sound of that.
Okay. How old is the refrigerator?
Refrigerator, the whole kitchen was redone in 2011. So that's washer, fridge.
So we got a front-loading washer and dryer?
We have a top-loading washer.
Okay. That's all right. I mean, the newer ones are...
Front-loading washer.
That's fine. I mean, you just told me all the things that are the big draw... okay, how old's the water heater?
That's the one you skipped. Yeah, that one's about 20 years.
That's sucking energy. So what I would do is...
I figured if I... Sorry, go ahead.
Finish, please.
Oh, I was just going to say, my debate was, do I take the $300 from the energy monitor and invest that into the water heater?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Excellent.
I mean, it's an electric water heater?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
So, I mean, yeah, put in a new water heater. I'm not saying there's a vast difference in the insulation, but the new one will come with a blanket. And, you can put the blanket on it. Okay. But, I mean, do you have LED light bulbs in your house?
Slowly working through those. Just replaced the shop lights last weekend with all those. So.
Okay. So you've done everything you possibly do. I'd put money into a new water heater. I'd put money into double-checking, looking for air gaps around windows and doors. But please don't have some company come in and say, oh, you need insulated receptacle plates, because that's just... Now, I've seen them, and that's just dumb. Like, look at the amount of air coming around this receptacle. I'm like, shut up. There's nothing there. Invest in some good drapes to keep the heat in or out, depending on what time of year it is. Invest in more insulation in your attic because you don't have enough. That's where I'd put the money. But playing a video game with your electrical panel, I don't see the point.
Yeah, agreed here. And on the insulation, we put 40 bales of the blow-in insulation up in the attic back in February, and it's made such a difference.
Oh, Glenn, if you were here, I'd hug you.
Hey, you're getting married, man.
He's doing everything right. Folks, that's what I'm saying. But the other thing, the monitor thing, that's just, you're right. That's the perfect word to put it, entertainment. You know what it reminds me of is these people that own a Prius or these bear with me now. The Priuses or the eco cars, and it has this little monitor. So if you drive just a certain amount, you play a game to see how many miles to the gallon you can get. And people actually would sit there and they drive slower and stuff like that. Same thing. If I get in my truck, I'm putting my pedal to the metal. I'm getting where I got to go.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right.
Good. All right. Well, I appreciate the confirmation, the advice. So again, good luck next weekend. Looking forward to hearing how it goes.
Well, tune in at 11:30 next week because this is where we're doing it.
Will do. Thanks, sir.
All right. Bye. 3:45, 11:40. Mom is not happy. My sister's not happy. So I'm gonna make sure they're here. The home improvement shop is not that small. We can move some furniture around. I can have Matt and Paul and Jordan pull this stuff out and over there, and we'll be good. It'll be fine. It'll be nice. You know, I've read several articles, ladies and gentlemen. Truth, people that spend less than $1,000 on the wedding live happier and stay married longer. And men and ladies, you know, ladies are always, I'm going to lose some weight. Ladies, it is a fact that men that are married to women that have a few curves are happier, and the marriage goes on much longer. So, you know, all those things that people are worried about, I'm not. What am I? If it wasn't for the amount of friends that I have, if it wasn't for the amount of love that has been shown to me over the years, we would have gone to, well, here's the thing. You can't go to City Hall. Did you know that, Jordan? We went and got the marriage license, right?
Yep.
And I said to the lady, I was like, you know what? Now that we got the license, all we need to do is have someone sign it.
Yep.
Okay. I said, well, we could run upstairs and find a judge and marry us right now. And they said, we don't do that here anymore.
Oh.
I know. I guess I could run up to the MGM Grand and have Elvis do it.
So wait, how does that work? So you have to like make an appointment to go to court to get it signed?
No, what you have to do is, okay, because this is the way it works. Either, you know, if you're clergy, you can marry people.
By the power invested in me by the Commonwealth of Virginia, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. But you better make sure that they accept your form of clergy, because I'm a minister. I'm an ordained minister.
Right.
Okay. And in California, I can marry people all day long. Not in Virginia. They do not recognize the Universal Life Church in Virginia. Everybody else does. They don't here. So what we did, and people, there's people out here that can do this, and I'm thinking about doing it myself, is we got a gentleman who he went to the court system and was granted the right to be what's called a celebrant. And he can perform weddings.
Okay.
You know, I hate when people say this, but you know, I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. Me and God are tight. I'm down with God, but I don't practice any, you know, particular religion.
Mm-hmm.
And she was raised Catholic, just like I was. So we just wanted to find somebody that would, you know, bring us all together. And that's what happened. So we're going to be doing it here on the air. I was told I always have to keep talking when this happens. So I will just keep talking, and we'll see what happens. But it'll be a good time.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard that. The test of the emergency alert system just went off in my ears. And you kept talking, and I was like, well, I can't hear you anymore.
Well, a little behind. You're new to radio. Okay. So here's what I'm going to tell you. That will happen from time to time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, as I was taught, you know, I was taught by some of the best on how to do this, and they would be really disappointed when they see how I turned out. But I was told years ago, if that happens, this is behind the scenes radio here, people. I'm supposed to keep talking.
Yeah.
Even though it's still going on. So I'm glad you couldn't hear me, but you know, and I'm sorry for that hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, can I tell you a quick story?
Yeah. Got a minute.
The very first time I ever heard the emergency broadcast signal go off and it wasn't a test was the first attack on the World Trade Centers when I was living in New York. Kid you not. It was pretty scary. And, yeah. So when we get back, I will take more of your calls at 345-1140. We're getting ready for the possibility of a hurricane. I go walking in the driving rain. What? Little Fogarty is good for you. We got some prep to do, and I want to help you out. And give me a call, 345-1140. Don't forget, you can follow me on Facebook. I put up a lot of the stories that we use here on the show. Jordan, I'm going to need your help on the 6th of October, by the way.
The 6th of October.
The 6th of October.
It was a Friday.
No, it's a Saturday. It's a Saturday.
Yep.
Because I'm going to do something I have not done in well over a year.
Yes.
I'm taking a day off.
Yes. Yes, the best of.
Well, we're going to do a best of for the early show, but if everything goes to plan, and I'm calling him out. I've already called him on his cell phone, and he offered, so I'm calling him out on air. Matt Paxton said he would come in and host the home show.
Okay.
Now, for those of you who don't know who Matt Paxton is, if you ever watched Hoarders, he was the guy that was doing the cleaning up. Fascinating guy. Yeah. Absolutely terrific. I listened to his. He did a podcast with Joe Rogan.
Right.
And it was fascinating. I loved it. Speaking of Joe Rogan, by the way, I know everybody.
He's got Elon Musk in some serious trouble.
Oh, please. All right. So here's my thing. I'll just step in it because you heard what we talked last week with somebody who is an expert in drugs. And everybody's losing their mind because Elon Musk went on a podcast. And apparently they got him on camera smoking marijuana. And everybody's like, oh, my God. Oh my. Here's my thing, people. If I really want to boil it down to all the way, they're in California. It's legal. So he didn't do anything wrong as far as the law is concerned. Now, your own feelings, that's something completely different, and I don't go into it. What you feel, you know, what works for you, works for you. But, okay, he's a weird dude. And if you listen to the show, I've only listened to, like, the first 20 minutes of it. Elon Musk is boring. He's really boring. Maybe when he smokes the weed, he'll get more interesting. I don't know. Yes, sir.
When the South Park guys spoofed him, that...
The South Park guys have already spoofed him?
Yeah. Oh, did you not see this last season?
Not all of it.
Or I think it's the 2016 season.
Oh, now I want to go YouTubing.
Yeah. Yeah. They do a pretty hilarious one where Cartman and Heidi Turner want to go to Mars, so they go to SpaceX.
I did see that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
345-1140. Bob!
Hi.
Hey, Bob, what can I do for you in Richmond?
Okay, I listen to you off and on. I really appreciate your tips. We have a through-the-wall air conditioner.
Okay.
The house is brick. It's, you know, enclosed in a nice frame. We've had it there for 3 years, never leaked. And yesterday... all of a sudden, it leaked. It looked like it was leaking. I couldn't tell exactly, but by the position of the air conditioner and where it leaked, it leaked down through, you know, the floor and dripped onto the basement floor, and I can't figure out what to do with it.
Well, one, I mean, how much damage was occurred?
No, not much.
All right, so...
It was just dripping.
All right, and when you say through-the-wall air conditioner, I have to ask you, are you talking about an actual, you know, like a window unit, but it's been mounted in the wall? Or are you talking about one of those? Okay. Because there's a thing called a through-the-wall heat pump. That's a different story entirely.
It's a Friedrich through-the-wall air conditioner.
Oh, I haven't heard of Friedrich in forever. Up north. They're everywhere up north. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the thing about any piece of equipment, even through-the-wall air conditioners, is they do need to be cleaned. You know, you've got water running out through the back. That's where it's always been going. And what happens is you get a bit of algae or dirt or a leaf or anything up in there. It blocks off the drain. Water has to go someplace. So what I would probably do is, is it a unit that you can actually handle grabbing by yourself and removing?
No.
right.
No, I could, but I'd screw it all up.
Stop
We've
that.
We called somebody, but it's, you know, it's going to be raining a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went out in the back and I poked around, see if any of the holes in the sheets, or what do you call it, the casing?
Yeah, the case.
The sheets, you know, it has the holes in case the water overflows there.
Right.
They were open, and I didn't see much water in the, you know, in the air conditioning and that little pan that it sits in.
Well, then my next question would be, do you think the water actually, you know, do you think it's the water that was created by the water heat, by the water heater, that's terrible of me, by the air conditioning unit, or is it water that got around the air conditioning unit from some of the driving rain?
Yeah, that's something I can think of, I've got it clocked all the way around, so the water would have had to go, I think, into the air conditioner itself. From the rain, I guess.
It's entirely possible. I would probably start with, you know, I would start by having an HVAC service come out and take a look at it.
Well, see, that's the other problem.
Oh.
Getting someone to come out and look at it through the wall or a window unit is almost impossible.
Nah, Bremac will do it.
We have Bremac.
And they won't do it?
I don't know.
Bob, then here's what's bothering. Here's the problem. You're assuming.
Yeah.
You know, you can never, you don't have any answers if you don't ask the question.
So, Bremac would be the place to call.
I've had them come and take a look at my window unit more than once.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, of course, the window unit that's in Casa de McCann before we got the mini split, that unit, it took 3 people to put it into that window.
Okay, we're not talking about central air, okay?
I know. I'm not either.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, below the, there's a basement window, then there's about 5 or 7 inches of brick, then the, you know, the thing that it's, the framing is around it, which is all caulked. But I did notice, or my wife did actually, that the brick underneath has some openings there. Could that be it?
It's entirely possible, but this is radio. I can't see, and I can't see what you're seeing.
Yeah, I know.
You know? I mean, we've got a lot of rain. You have a basement. I mean, my basement leaked, and it hasn't leaked since I've been there, and now I've got water in my basement because we've had the wettest summer of all time.
Well, we have bee dry, so, you know, that hasn't occurred. It's just that it's dropping down from... You know, this air conditioning is very unusual.
Well, Bob, I mean, I've answered the question.
Okay.
You know, you got to bring somebody out to take a look. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, thanks. Bye.
One of the things I kind of love about my job, and it happens in real life, too, actually. It happens with my mom. By the way, Tim, Mark, I see you. I'll get there. I have a tendency... to answer the question quickly. My mom used to do this to me all the time. She'd ask me a question, I'd answer it. She either didn't like, first of all, at first I thought she just didn't like the answer. So what she would do is rephrase the question to see if I'd give the same answer. And so this became a game with her and I. And finally, one day I said, Mom, you can rephrase the question as many times as you want. My answer is not going to change. And her response to me was, and this is a mom, everybody has a mom, you know, moms are what they are. My mom looks at me, she goes, well, you answered so quickly, I just figured you didn't give it any thought. Jordan, did you get the feeling Bob was feeling the same way? He's like, that's not quite as, he gave that awful quick. I think we will, let's ask it again in another way. This could be something. 345-1140, that's how you get through to the home show. We're a weekend, you know, a couple of days, 4 or 5 days from a possible hurricane. We'll talk about it on the home show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140, that's how you get through. Mark in Southside.
Richard, when I flush my toilet upstairs, it, I can hear the water going down the pipe out of my sink drain. It's almost like a microphone. Is there something operating? Is there something not working right?
I mean,
is that normal?
Well, first of all, is this new?
No, 70 model house.
Okay, but no, I mean, is this a new sound?
I never noticed it before.
Okay.
I've only heard it for the last week or two.
All right. My first concern is that you have a venting problem, and that it is. I mean, so the toilet is right above the sink.
No, it is right next to it.
Oh, so I thought you said the kitchen sink.
No. This is the upstairs master bathroom.
Okay, and so you flush the toilet and you're hearing it coming out of the sink like a microphone or
correct.
A speaker.
Going down the pipe.
Okay, so have you, after you flush the toilet and you heard that noise, have you tried to pop loose the trap underneath the sink to see if it has any water in it?
No.
Okay, because what it sounds like to me, and it's not hard to do, I mean, it's two nuts, bomb, and it's gone. I would flush the toilet, listen for that noise. And if it does make that noise, the first thing I would do is I would take the trap off and see if there's any water in it. If there's no water, you have a venting situation, and therefore the toilet is acting like is pulling a vacuum. And instead of pulling air from outside through the vent pipe, it's going to the closest place, which, you know, a lavatory is usually an inch and a quarter vent.
Yep.
Trap, it's pretty small and easy to suck the water out of it.
Gotcha.
So
what's the cure?
The cure would be a plumber coming in and running a snake down through some vents and some drains.
That's exactly, well, from listening to you, that's exactly what I thought. I just wanted to confirm.
So this is why I don't get as many calls anymore. I've been talking to you people for so long. Now you're just educated, and you know, and you can do it without me. I get it.
I just want to confirm it.
All right, Mark, go forth and home improve.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you. 345-1140. Tim in Surrey.
Hello. I live in a two-story house, and the central air system consists of two units, upstairs and downstairs.
Right.
The upstairs unit, the coils, the coolant coils are constantly dripping, and dripping a lot, not just one drip, all over. And the problem has apparently been going on for a long time. The little galvanized pan that they put underneath of it 18 years ago when the system was put in was all but disintegrated. But, you know, the system blows cold. And I've called two different air conditioner service people to come out, and both of them just say, well, you know, it's outlived itself, you need to replace it. But it works, you know, it just drips. It seems to me they're more interested in selling me a new system.
Okay,
you know? And it seems to me, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh no, one, how old's the unit?
It went in the house when I built it about 18 years ago.
All right, so that's one of the reasons they're saying it's time for a new unit. Okay, right up front, you know, I'm less impressed with people that come out and constantly repair old equipment, because that's just as big a scam as replacing it too early. But my thing is, how often did you have this thing serviced?
I don't have a record book in front of me. If the question is if I haven't had it serviced enough, you may very well be right, but it still begs the question, what would cause the coils to drip? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, okay. Well, an air conditioner, if you break it down into its simplest form, is just a giant dehumidifier. All right?
Okay.
And it drips a lot of water. It's sucking the water out of the air and condensing it on that coil. Now, there are supposed to be two drains on that unit. One is a drain that comes right off the unit and drips outside. And if you have it serviced regularly, they make sure that that drain is open. The pan that's underneath the air conditioner, that's an emergency pan. There shouldn't be water in it at all.
Right.
So what's happening is you got a stopped up drain on the HVAC, And so it's draining down into the pan like it's supposed to do, and hopefully that's going outside. But it's obviously been doing this for a really long time.
Yes, it certainly has. And I cleared the drain out. That was one of the first things I did, but it's still constantly dripping. So I guess we don't know what would cause it to. I mean, it's not normal for coils to constantly drip water, right?
No, that's what I just said. It is. It's completely what it's supposed to do.
Okay. Well, I wasn't aware that both of the air conditioner mechanics told me it was not supposed to drip water, and the pan was only there for emergency situations.
That's also what I just said.
Well, I must be misunderstanding you. I thought you said it's supposed to drip water, and it's going to drip water, and they're telling me it's not supposed to drip water.
Okay, Tim, here I'm going to do this one more time. Ready? Here we go. It's going to create water. It is removing moisture from the air. The thing is that water is supposed to go out a drain that is connected to the unit. The pan below is a secondary pan with a secondary drain.
Correct.
So water is not supposed to make it to the pan. There's another problem that's preventing this unit from draining outside before it drains into the pan.
Okay.
All right.
I think you're missing my question, but I do appreciate the call. Thank you.
Get an HVAC guy in there. Thank you, Tim. Oh, I got 60 seconds.
Yeah, have you ever thought about using a justice of the peace? My wife and I did. We've been married 39 years.
You know what? I did consider that. I know a couple of them. But since I really like this guy that is going to be officiating, he's a friend of the family. I've known him for years. It's going to be nice. And are you going to tune in next week to hear it?
Oh, I probably will. I tune in every week. Yes, I work. All day long on Saturdays, and I only listen to radio on Saturdays. And guess who I listen to?
That would be me.
That would be you.
All right, James. I appreciate the advice. Yes, I considered it, and there are a justice of the peace could marry us.
All right.
But this guy's doing.
Thank you. Now you have a great day,
James. My guy's doing it for free. Bye. Thanks. This is the Home Show News Radio WRVA. Give me a call. My name is Richard McCann. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is the phone number. Hey, Jordan, did you see what Liz found in our dumpster here at the radio factory?
No, what did she find?
A big old fat trash panda.
Oh.
You know what? I always think, I live in the city, so there's not critters running around like that.
Wrong.
So, dude, I found deer in my neighborhood. Like, walking down a cobblestone street, this deer is just hanging out, going, zop, kept on walking. I got a little close. Here's the thing. You want to get close, right?
Mm.
Little, yeah, I was interested. First of all, I'm not getting anywhere near a raccoon. That's not going to happen. But I started walking up on this deer, and then I realized, you know, they can attack you and beat the life out of you.
Yeah. So, I like my chances against a deer versus a raccoon, though.
Really? What?
Raccoons are mean.
I don't know about that. I mean, they're scrappy. They carry machine guns and grenades and stuff. Okay, maybe only one. So there you go. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Tell me what's going on in your world. I am preparing. I'm hoping I'm preparing for nothing. But I'd rather be prepared and wrong than unprepared and right. Because there is this small chance. Well, it's not that small. If you look at the map, you know, logically, it looks like we could be getting some inclement weather this coming week, which I want to be ready for. So first things first, I was saying earlier, one of the things I do around the house, there's little chance that I'm going to lose water. I'm in the city. And a lot of you have what's, you know, I'll say, do you have city water? They'll say, oh, we have county water. Same thing. Okay. splitting hairs. I don't need that. But just in case, I am going to take, I save all my kitty litter buckets, all of them. And I've got about six, maybe seven, sitting on the back porch that I'm going to, when it starts raining, I'm going to put them out. I'm going to put them out in the rain and let them fill up. You know, it doesn't cost me anything. If I'm wrong, I don't lose water. I don't need them. I can pour them out. But if you're on a well, you want to have some sources of water that you can flush toilets with. We can all find a place to take a shower. That's not that hard. You go a day or two. So you're a little crunchy. I've seen worse. But flushing the toilet is important. And take it from somebody who has tried the other way. You know, oh, I'll go buy a couple gallons of water. You can't flush a toilet with a gallon jug. Now, if for some reason you don't have buckets, you don't, and you lose water, and all you can get your hands on is the gallon jugs, here's what you do. You do to flush a toilet with a bucket, you pour it straight into the bowl. And you're going to use 2 or 3, maybe 4 gallons of water. Boom. But it's all gone. You can't do that with gallon jugs because it doesn't have the volume all at once. What you do is, if you've got the gallon jugs, take the lid off of your toilet tank and use the gallon jugs to fill that. Fill it up to the proper water line, and then you flush like you normally do. And then hopefully you'll figure out a place to go get some more gallon jugs of water. But I'm telling you, put something out into the rain to collect that. Now, radios. It really is kind of frightening to me. Or is that the right word? Perplexing. That's a better word. That's definitely where I'm at. When I was a kid, I was excited the first time I got a radio. That was mine. It was my radio. And it ran on batteries. And I used it and I kept it forever. I mean, until it broke. But I found out the generation behind me doesn't own radios, and definitely doesn't own radios that have batteries in them. I was talking about this with Zach a couple of months ago. I'm like, do you own a radio? No. Why? Because they listen to the radio on their phones. Well, that's terrific. It really is. Problem is, how are you, if you lose power, how are you going to charge your phone? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. So first, please get yourself a small transistor radio, something that, you know, I know the word, you know, small portable, handheld, especially if it has NOAA on it. That would be fantastic. As far as charging your phone, give you a tip on that in a minute. 345-1140, David in Ashland.
Hey, Rich. This story requires a pre-story. A long time ago, I let the water run, and we were on a well system. And we actually let the water run out, so we had to let the well refill.
Yeah.
But ever since then, we've been getting these little tiny little granulars of sand. They look like just itty-bitty rocks, and they keep getting stuck in my Kohler toilet.
Right.
And I just don't know what to do. I really don't want to buy a new one. They're brand-new toilets. But what should I do?
Okay, now here's a backup question. Do any of the faucets stop up?
They're not stopping up, but the kitchen faucet does sometimes stop up. It's the same granular,
mm-hmm.
and I just have to pluck them out because the kitchen faucet's got it's got a little bit more fine. I don't know what that device is called.
It's called an aerator. Aerator.
Yeah.
It's
got a finer aerator.
David, what I would do is I would put in a whole house canister filter.
Okay.
All right. Doesn't seem like you need a. I mean, as far as diameter, they make them that are tall as heck, but you need what we call a big blue. It's about, I don't know, 14 inches tall, maybe 12 inches in diameter. They're easy to put in, you know, right off your pump tank. You mount it, and you'll have to change it out once. It doesn't sound like you have to change it out all that often. I'd probably put like a 50 micron filter in it, you know, something that's designed for picking up sand. And,
cool.
Just keep them handy and that way that should take care of all your sand problem.
Nice. So, you're okay with the Kohler toilets? I heard you weren't a fan earlier.
Look, I've got my preferences. I get that's, That's a fact. I have my preferences. But okay. At the same time, everybody's ripping everybody else off as far as design. So, you know, unless it's a, you know, unless you're telling me, oh, it's a $50 toilet, which they make them, the Kohler should be fine. I mean, it's, you know, water in, water out. That's the way it works. How old did you say it was?
Year and a half.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's already one of the 2.5-gallon toilets. It's going to be a little temperamental, but other than that, it should be fine. Are you comfortable with it?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with it. I'm just really frustrated with the sand, but I love your workaround with the canister. So
yeah, I mean, that's all.
This,
you need a canister filter. Go to Richmond Plumbing Specialties and say, Richard McCann said I need a Big Blue filter. I've got sand. Okay, and that way they'll translate that into Richard talk and back over to U talk, and it'll be fine.
Sweet. You the man. Thanks, Bud.
Thank you, sir. Go forth and home and prove. 345-1140. So I was saying, get yourself a radio. If you don't have a radio, you're one of those people, I have a phone. Well, here, my friends, is a little tip. There's two ways to do this, or at least I've seen them a couple of different ways. If you're like me, you might have a constant hot in your vehicle. You know, I have a car charger in my truck. I can put my phone into it and walk away. Now, my lady, her vehicle, she does have a car charger, but the problem is it only charges while the car is running. That's a problem. Mine doesn't have that problem. So figure that out for you. Get a car charger. If that doesn't work, I want you to go not to your cellular supply company, whoever your server is, but I want you to go to your home improvement shop, your bigger ones, if you would, please, and go to the end cap where the batteries are. Now, I went a couple of years ago. I wanted a portable charger in case my phone dies. I could just plug this thing in, hit a button, and it'll charge it up. I got a rechargeable phone charger. I paid $20 for it. And it has a flashlight in it. All I do, I plug it in overnight, charge it up, and when my phone is dead, I can actually charge my phone twice with this portable charger. Now let's go back again. Let's say you're going to be without power for a while. Instead of buying one of those chargers, they do make portable phone chargers that take batteries. So yeah, you're going to drain out some batteries, but you will still have your car, your portable phone, and you can tune in to WRVA via the radio.com app. But no matter what, you have to have some way that you're keeping up. You lose power, you're not going to have a TV. Or at least you might not. I did actually used to own a portable lantern that had a black and white television in it, like a 4-inch black and white TV. It was itty bitty, but it worked. 345-1140. Tim and Glen Allen. Tim?
How you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, just a couple of things. The first thing, the last hurricane in Richmond, we lost our power, and the local cell towers lost their power too, so the cell phone for radio was pretty much worthless. We didn't have any modem at the house, and the cell towers weren't working, so cell phones, they were paperweights. Also, as far as water conservation, when I was in Cape Town back in March and in Johannesburg, all the faucets in the men's room were shut off, and the signs over the toilet said, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
So, right.
Even in restaurants, they just said, don't bother flushing if it's only urine. What we normally do at the house during a hurricane, I'll duct tape shut over top of the drain in the tub and fill the tub up. It's a lot easier than hauling stuff up from a flight of stairs, hauling water up to flush toilets, because we've got two bathtubs, and we're only going to use one if we get to that situation. We'll use one shower, and the other one is our backup water supply.
That's Tim. Sounds like you're thinking ahead.
Been through it a couple of times before, so you know.
It's been a while. That's why I'm trying to talk about it. Hopefully we're wrong. Hopefully this is all a wasted conversation, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, but when you when you got a couple women in the house, you got to have a toilet that will flush. So.
Yes, you do. Well, Tim, I appreciate the advice, man, and stay safe if it does come through.
I do the same. Thank you, man.
Bye. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann on News Radio, 1140 WRVA. It's also at 96.1 FM. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon, talking to you and taking your questions at 345-1140. I am getting ready for several things. In fact, I'm getting ready for two things at the same time. I'm getting ready for a wedding and a hurricane. Oh, joy! This is great. I want to go over a few more things that I think would really be helpful in case this storm comes through. Like I said earlier in the show, what concerns me more than anything else is how much rain we've already had, how much rain we're going to have over the next couple of days, and then you add a hurricane on top of that, we're going to have trees down all over the place. We're going to have limbs everywhere. It's going to be a mess, and I want us to all get through it as painlessly as possible. And remember, we here at News Radio WRVA will be here for you if a storm breaks. We've been doing this for a long time, folks. We can do it again. I would consider getting flashlights. I don't know how old your flashlight is, but definitely get yourself an LED flashlight. I remember my very first one was over 10 years ago. That thing was expensive. I mean, majorly expensive for a flashlight, but it was LED and it was really super bright and it would last just about forever. Here's the thing. LED flashlights are now cheap as dirt. I mean, you can pick one up at the checkout line, even just a little one, and they work. That's all you need. It's just a little LED flashlight. Pick up six of them. Shoot, I paid $5 a piece or less. But definitely get an LED. The other thing I would remind you of is please get glow sticks and not candles, because glow sticks don't put off any heat and can't catch anything on fire. And, well, candles. Jordan, where was that story that somebody went down into their basement and thought they grabbed a candle and it was actually something else?
Oh, that Gary read that story this morning. I forget where it was, but the lady thought she was lighting a candle, but it turned out to be a stick of dynamite or something.
Yes, it was up in Connecticut.
Something straight out of like Wile E. Coyote, like Looney Tunes.
I asked him, I was like, how in the world did they get dynamite? And he's like, well, they took over a house that somebody else owned and all their stuff was still in it. Still doesn't answer the question of how they got dynamite. But so let's get glow sticks. You can't mistake dynamite for glow sticks. Joe on 295.
Hi, Richard. I have a question. I have a generator, and I was wondering what size generator I need to run my well, my pump. And I also have two hot water heaters, but I like to run one of them. Can you help me with that?
Okay, well, your well pump, it depends on whether it's 110 or 240.
I believe it's 110.
Okay, so that should be running on a 20-amp single-pole breaker.
It is.
Okay, so that's one thing. And then the other thing is your water heater is 30-amp 240.
Okay.
So I don't do this math in my head, Joe. Here's what I'm going to advise you to do is when you get home, I want you to go online and look up generator calculator. There's dozens of them online. And what you can do is plug and play each piece of the equipment that you want to run.
Okay.
And that will give you, it'll translate it to amps and then to watts. But to run either one of those things on, what kind of generator do you have?
It's called Black Max. I can't, to be honest with you, I can't remember what size it is. I bought it when we had Isabel.
Okay, but do you have a generator panel?
I have actually. I had it wired for a plug.
Right.
Into the fuse box.
Okay. But do you have the lockout so there's no way you can backfeed that thing up the pole?
explode, I was probably going to turn everything off, even the main switch, in case the power came back on.
Yeah, because if you have that, if you have that main breaker on and you're powering that,
right,
you'll kill somebody.
Right, I understand that. But I was going to take the main off and just and turn everything off, and then I was going to hit, you know, what I wanted to use a couple at a time or something like that. You know, but I wasn't sure what wattage or amps I needed for maybe one of the hot water heaters and maybe for the well.
I mean, does your generator even create 240?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, what I would do, because I'm not, I can't do the math. I would go online, just put look up generator calculator.
Okay.
And plug and play what you got. You're going to have to know how many watts your generator is.
Right.
And, I mean, go forth and home improve. I mean, a good water heater, a new water heater, or a couple of years old, if you're very ginger with it, those things will stay hot for a little bit more than a day. But that's not running hot. You're not taking a shower. You know, you're filling a sink so you can wash your face.
Right.
But you should be fine. I mean, hopefully we don't need to worry about this.
Oh, but, I know.
But you know what? I think we really do.
Be safe and sorry.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not doing that math in my head. The amps to watts to... No. I'm not doing that. Okay, glow sticks. Definitely want to get some of those. Get yourself a good quality cooler. I have a 3-day cooler that I've had for years. In fact, I know I bought it just before one of the other big hurricanes hit us. And I think it's at my brother's house. Hey, Dominic, I need my cooler back. I mean, now coolers, they do crazy things with cooler. What's this, Yeti? Have you ever played with a Yeti cooler?
I have not.
And neither have I. I mean, I've seen the mugs, and they will keep things cold for, like, I don't know, 6 months or some craziness like that.
Yeah.
I don't need all that. I just need a good cooler that will last for a couple of days.
You can go to, like, CVS and get a Coleman cooler for, like, $20 or $30, I'm sure.
And it'll do the job. Now, here's the thing I do. And I'm telling people, it's easier now. Back in the day, there was no place to find it. Now I can find it just about anywhere. I use dry ice in my cooler. I pay a little bit more for it because it's expensive. But I want to remind you, stuff is dangerous. Do not touch it with your bare skin because you won't have skin anymore. You have to have gloves and be careful with it. But now you can pick... The Kroger down the street from the radio factory, they sell dry ice. So, last time I had to drive to Hopewell to a dry ice factory to find dry ice. Now I can, it's a little bit easier, but get yourself a good cooler. A manual can opener is uber important. I've never owned an electric can opener ever in my life. Doesn't mean that you're wrong for having one, but please make sure you have a way to open up cans. If not for you, think about the puppies. Make sure your medication is up. Make sure you have your dog and cat food. And just be prepared, people. Who knows if this thing is going to come in or not? I don't. It's the weather. I'll be honest with you. I really hope it doesn't. I'm getting married next weekend. I got people coming. This is going to be a mess. So, be prepared, my friends. I will see you here next Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 till noon, for the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. And tomorrow and next Saturday at 11:30, getting married right here at the station. So please, tune in and come in and enjoy it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.